for your Alley C today.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're here in Detroit for the North American International Auto Show, and we're bringing you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days. I'm sitting alongside a very important gentleman. He is the chief designer for Hyundai. It's Phil Zak. Hey there, Phil. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, some big news here at the show. Two different vehicles making their debut. Let's begin by talking about the Curb. This is a concept vehicle in the sport utility vein. I haven't had a chance to see it, so paint a little verbal picture for us.
Yeah, the Curb is a small utility crossover. We're looking to, for the brand, get something smaller than what we currently have on Tucson for Gen Y, something that's a little bit more urban, a little bit more hip for getting Gen Y buyers into the Hyundai brand. It rides on 22-inch Michelin tires, so it's a little more kind of on-road setup. The interior on the vehicle is really done up on a very high-tech execution. We have projection on the interior display where you can bring up your GPS mapping. There's a great Rolodex for any incoming call. The faces of the people that you have on your address book kind of pop in. So it's really something that we think is going fantastic for a Gen Y generation, kind of what they're used to.
Excellent. And the other car, very interesting. I got a quick glimpse of it yesterday. It's called the Veloster, and it's a unique design. Its door configuration is quite unusual. Tell us about that, Phil.
The door configuration is unique in the industry. It's a small coupe vehicle with a hatch, but the unique part of it is, from the driver's side, it is a coupe, single door. On the passenger side, there's two doors. So the reason for that is, same thing, Gen Y, people are looking for a coupe. They like the sporty appearance of a coupe. But when you bring your friends in through the vehicle and you chauffeur them around, it's a little more, it's not convenient. So the passenger side offers the rear door access that your friends can easily come in and out, and you still have the sporty coupe-looking vehicle.
Excellent. And this is a concept vehicle as well?
This is a production vehicle.
It is.
Yes, it is. So that is available within the next couple months here.
No kidding. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be the powertrains in that particular vehicle.
That comes with a four-cylinder engine.
Mm-hmm.
Fuel economy, we're estimating, could get up to about 40 miles per gallon, so it's doing fantastic from that standpoint. It's a great little handling car. It's made to kind of toss around and just kind of enjoy.
Sure.
You know, shooting through the twisty roads.
Excellent. And I noticed it's got a very unique front treatment as well. The face of the vehicle also is a little bit different from what we've seen from Hyundai in the past.
The face of the vehicle does have our Hyundai hexagonal grille execution, but it is done in a very bold way, where it is the majority of the front fascia, and then the fog lamps, and the kind of, there's some details around it that kind of look like air intake. But it is a very aggressive look from front three-quarter, rear three-quarter. The tail lamps are also very aggressive, the way they're sitting in the sheet metal, that it kind of accentuates the hatch.
Tell us a little bit about the type of customer. You mentioned Gen Y. What are some of the vehicles do you think that will be cross-shopped against the Veloster? Since it's so unique, it's there's really nothing else out there quite like it.
Yeah, exactly. It could be shopped for any small coupe in that TC, mm-hmm. Could be in that category. But we think we've got an advantage since we are such a unique-looking vehicle and also unique from the functional aspect of it. So we're really looking forward to getting that on the market.
Hyundai has done just a remarkable job in producing some incredible vehicles over the last couple of years, and I see more and more the design language of Hyundai being integrated in all the vehicles. If you had to sum up what you're trying to do design language-wise across the brand, are there certain key elements that you want to be, let's do it again, 3, 2, 1. Are there certain key elements of the design language that are very important to every Hyundai?
Oh, yes, definitely. Starting with the Sonata, our fluidic design philosophy is what we kicked off with Sonata. And basically that is all the lines in the vehicle have a gesture and a flow to them. When you look at the vehicles, the front kind of flows into the side of the vehicle, the side kind of flows into the rear. So you have one homogeneous sculpture, for lack of a better term, that is there. Very organic and very expressive. So that's really where we're taking the design language. And the curb concept was kind of a challenge from the standpoint of, well, how can you take that same design philosophy but have it a little bit more structured for a small SUV? And I think we've done a really good job, a successful job of kind of tailoring that to fit. It still looks very structural and tough, but still has our fluidic sculpture signature.
Looking forward down the line to some upcoming Hyundais that you can't tell us about, what kind of design language do you expect to evolve within the brand? Are you going to be continuing what you're doing now, or are you going to be branching out into different areas?
We're going to continue what we have now, and it will mature as it goes forward. So in some vehicles, we may tone it down a little bit, and vehicles like the Veloster, like the Curb, youth vehicles that want to be a little bit more expressive, then we kind of dial it up. So the philosophy will stay the same, just the degree of how we execute it will change.
As a designer, what are some of the things that influence your design? I've heard in the past that many designers today like to look at consumer electronics and other areas of the consumer industry, whether it be the fashion industry or even furniture. What are some of the design elements that you look at outside of the automotive realm that you bring into the automobile with certain design cues?
Good question. For us, a lot of the focus that we have currently is on consumer electronics, especially with our focus on capturing a lot of the young buyers, the youth, and trying to get an excitement around the brand. With that particular demographic, electronics are big. It's TVs, it's the iPods, it's the iPhones, it's the interface with them. There's really a fabulous interface with today's electronics, and some of that we're trying to get into the vehicles as well. So when people are using their electronics and they step into their automobile, it should still have that same contemporary human-machine interface.
It certainly makes sense because so many of today's modern consumer electronics are very sleek in their design, and they've got a certain coolness about them, so there's no reason why that some of that coolness factor can't be rubbed off on automobile design as well.
Yeah, and people actually expect it, because as they're working on their phone, when they get into their car, they want to have the same. They like the execution on the phones. They would like the same execution on their vehicles. So that's what the industry is really trying to capture, what we're trying to capture.
Take our listeners inside the Veloster. It's got the unique exterior door treatment. Any unique interior touches you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah, it's very dynamic. It's very driver-focused. We have color accents, which accentuate the exterior of the vehicle. There's some very cool lighting within the speakers, ambient lighting that can shift colors. There's a lot of really innovative, fresh executions that are inside that vehicle.
It seems that ambient lighting is becoming very popular within a lot of different automakers, and lighting technology in general, as it continues to evolve, seems to be becoming more of a key part of all automotive design, whether it's headlight treatments or, like you say, interior ambient lighting treatments.
Yes, interior lighting is starting to become a next detail that the manufacturers are working on. You see it in architecture, obviously. So the next step is you develop lighting. It is becoming that. It's like, how do you creatively eliminate a door, or how do you have enough light that the customer can kind of see where what they need, but it's not so overpowering that you just get more subtleties, I guess I should say.
Well, Phil, I really want to thank you for telling us all about the Curb, the concept vehicle here at Detroit, as well as the production vehicle, the Veloster. I can't wait to take a closer look at these vehicles a little later on today. When will we see the Veloster available in Hyundai showrooms across North America?
That will be early this year. The vehicle will be in production.
Wow, so not that far off at all.
Not that far off at all.
Excellent. Phil, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you. Great being here.
We'll take a time out for a few messages and then more of Detroit Around the Bend.
10 miles Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're in Detroit for the very special event held once a year, known as the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, along with Jim Colan, who's the Vice President of Product Communications for Toyota. Jim, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Bob, good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Well, certainly lots of important things happening here on the Toyota front. Number one, you guys have launched a family of Prius vehicles. The Prius has been such a runaway success for Toyota. This is, seems like a natural that you're expanding the lineup of vehicles within the Prius offerings.
Bob, you're absolutely correct. And at Toyota, we are very, very excited about the expansion of the brand. This gives us an opportunity to reach more customers that would like to have a hybrid vehicle, but they're looking for something a little different. In this case, they're looking for a little bit more space.
Mm.
So the current Prius allows them to have a vehicle that gets great gas mileage, but there are customers out there that are telling us that we'd like to have a vehicle that allows a little more space. I'd like to have room for a young family, young active family, and be able to take all the things that we do on a regular basis and put that in the vehicle. So this is our response to that request.
Excellent. So let's take the regular Prius that we all know for model year 2011 and tell us a little bit about the larger variant. How much bigger is it?
Well, you're going to have about 60% more space.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a unique vehicle when you look at the vehicle from the standpoint of the rear of the vehicle. There's 60-40 flat fold seats.
Okay.
And those seats are movable, so you can move the seats front and back. The seats fold down, so it expands the cargo room. It's probably our largest cargo room, a cargo room that is only slightly smaller than a Toyota RAV4.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So that's a whole lot of flexibility. And definitely, I would imagine, would appeal to lots of folks. What about the power plant? Any changes in that area?
The power plant is going to stay the same.
Okay.
It's a four-cylinder, 134-horsepower engine. It provides plenty of power to our current Prius, and we think that consumers that buy this vehicle will certainly be pleased with the power plant in the Prius V.
Very good. In addition to the larger version of the Prius in this new family of Prius vehicles, today you also showed off a gas electric vehicle. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. This is another important part of the Prius family. This vehicle, I think, gives us the best of both worlds. And the reason I say that is we now are going to offer consumers an option that allows you to drive for a 13 to 14 mile range on electric only.
Wow.
And the vehicle makes a seamless transition when you run out of electric power. It operates just like a normal Prius would. So we think that's a pretty elegant solution in today's environment. I know many of our competitors are saying electric only vehicles, and that's certainly one option. But the Prius plug-in is really going to be unique from that perspective. It will recharge in 3 hours, 110 volts. 220 takes an hour and a half. So I think that's a pretty good option, particularly for somebody like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live in California. I've got a 6 to 7 mile drive to work every morning. I can drive to work and back home and charge my car and not use any gasoline. That's a pretty good solution, isn't it?
That certainly is, Jim. That's the best of both worlds, to say the least. And this plug-in Prius, dimensionally, is it the smaller version of the Prius?
No, it's the same size as the regular Prius.
Really? Okay.
Right.
Excellent. And how far off are we from seeing this gas-electric plug-in Prius?
The plug-in Prius will go on sale probably next year,
mm-hmm.
And it'll go on sale in 14 states on the West and East Coast. Those states are the states where we probably have our highest Prius sales right
mm-hmm.
now, and we sell about 60% of our Prius in those states. So we'll start selling the vehicles there, and then that'll spread to the rest of the country.
As far as the larger variant of the Prius, does that have a name? What's that called?
We're calling it Prius V, and the V stands for versatile.
Okay.
So and it is.
Prius V, a little bit larger size Prius. And when will that one be on sale and available at Toyota dealerships around the nation?
Well, we hope to have that vehicle available approximately mid-year. So look
okay.
for that vehicle on dealer lots probably June, July.
Like a lot of automakers, there seems to be an ever-growing presence at the Consumer Electronics Show, and this year Toyota was out there showing off a new multimedia system with a very cool name. It's called N-Tune. I haven't had a chance to hear about it, so I would love for you, Jim, to tell both me and the listeners all about it.
Well, we're really excited, and we got great feedback at the Consumer Electronics Show on our N-Tune system. This N-Tune system allows you to pair your smartphone with the car. It's a hands-free operation, and it has numerous applications that allows you to have your music. There's an open table application, so that your vehicle can help you make a restaurant reservation. Lots of neat stuff that you now can be able to bring to your car. But we have a fantastic class-leading voice recognition system that is going to allow you to do that safely.
Wow, that's very cool. And will this be available just in certain Toyota vehicles at first and then spread across the line? What's the distribution plans?
Well, we have some, it'll go into some early models. One of the models that it will go into will be our new Prius V.
Oh,
so
great.
The new Prius V will come equipped with an N-Tune option, and then we'll see the N-Tune application fall to some other new models later in the year.
Wonderful. Where's the best place on the web for folks to find out all about the Prius V as well as the Prius plug-in and the new multimedia system known as N-Tune? Have you got some stuff up online?
Oh, absolutely. Just go to Toyota.com.
Excellent. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. He is Vice President of Product Communications. I wish you a happy and healthy 2011.
Bob, thank you very much. Really a pleasure this afternoon.
We'll take a time.
More of our coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit here on Auto World. And guess what? We'll step aside for some important messages when we come back on the other side. More interviews and lots more straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Fragan, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to our extensive coverage of the press days recently concluded of the Detroit North American International Auto Show, and it's my great pleasure right now to bring forth a gentleman who's been with us many times before. He is the CEO of the Ram truck brand, Fred Diaz. Hey there, Fred. How you doing?
How you doing, Bob? Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too. This is always an exciting time here in the Motor City. Anytime the auto show is in town, and boy, the press days are popping here.
Yes, they are. A lot of energy and enthusiasm.
Well, you just presented me with a wonderful gift here, and it's in celebration of a special edition. It's a Laramie Longhorn belt buckle, because you guys are coming out with a Laramie Longhorn edition Ram. Tell us all about it.
That's correct. We just recently launched the new Ram Laramie Longhorn edition. Basically what it is a luxury edition truck. Because the interiors of our truck are so special, we've made some really, really cool, innovative features and enhancements to the interior of this full-size luxury truck, because we know that the truck buyers, there is definitely a market out there for luxury trucks. And as we were looking at the vehicle and getting ready to launch it, we had some really neat jewelry, if you will, that we put inside the truck. And in particular, that belt buckle is actually a piece of the jewelry that adorns the floor mat of the actual truck, because it is such a neat luxury truck. And we looked at that and said, you know what, that's about the size of a belt buckle. Why don't we make belt buckles out of these and number them and have limited edition belt buckles?
Oh, that's fantastic. Very exciting indeed. Let's talk about another very exciting product here at the show here in Detroit, the North American Show, a Outdoors Edition. Tell us about this particular variant.
Yeah, the Outdoorsman Edition. We know that 60% of truck owners do some type of hunting, camping, fishing, or boating as a recreation of choice to go around with whatever their vocation of choice is. So we built this Outdoorsman Edition truck with a Ram box, which also carries a Ram holster, which will hold two guns or six fishing rods for the outdoorsman enthusiast.
Sure.
And we did a lot of the interior treatments, as well as the hitch and the connectors, the lighting package, and things that an outdoorsman would truly love and appreciate when they're out there in an atmosphere that maybe doesn't have lights when it's dark and you're in a camping environment. And it has done quite well for us so far since we've launched the vehicle.
Excellent. Another important launch here in Detroit, the Power Wagon. There's a famous name from the past, and it's back here for 2011. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, the Power Wagon has been around for some time, and we have just won the most capable off-road truck in the entire truck platform and of all the manufacturers. That thing is a beast. It'll crawl anything and climb anything. And we're putting a marketing presence behind it now, and it has also taken off for us as part of our Ram truck brand.
That's great. And speaking of taking off, I mean, you guys have just introduced so many new products here at the Detroit Auto Show, and in recent times, 16 in all. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, it's been a long, busy year, and we started production of these 16 new products, or I should say most of them. Actually, the Jeep Grand Cherokee was the first of our newest products that hit the marketplace. The rest started production in the fourth quarter of 2010, and they are starting to arrive in showrooms this month, next month, and by March, the full complement of products will be there. In fact, 75% of the vehicles on a dealer showroom will be completely new or completely redesigned. So we've been busy at work as a corporation.
My good buddy there, Ralph Shields, has done a wonderful job in recreating the interiors on so many Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep products. I mean, you guys have really raised the bar right across the entire brand portfolio.
Yeah, Ralph and his design team are just incredibly talented. This Laramie Longhorn, they listen to the native Texans of the group, myself being one of them. And we told them, here's what we're looking for, something that's got really strong Southwestern appeal and icons to it. And these guys, they're incredible. They take that, they listen to it, they absorb it, and they come back and they say, how about this? And nine times out of ten, they get it right the first time. They're incredible. And they've done that with all of our interiors. We're investing significantly in the interiors of all of our new vehicles that we're launching, as well as making the exteriors something that are very relevant and modern for today's consumer.
Fred, certainly as head of national sales, this must be a very, very exciting time for you and for the dealers as well. Tell us a little bit about how things are going and what the folks are saying at the dealer level.
The enthusiasm at the dealer level is off the charts. It's out of sight. We finished the year last year very, very strong with a lot of our product portfolio that is starting to phase out, and the new Jeep Grand Cherokee broke sales records hand over fist. And so the enthusiasm is incredible. They're really excited. They see the future. We took all of our dealers to Orlando about 4 months ago and showed them all of these vehicles, and you could hardly contain them. They were so excited about what was coming their way. And now the reality is actually here. The vehicles have already started shipping. They're showing up, and we're seeing some great sales trends already.
That's great. I know we've touched on this before, but I'm still getting emails from time to time. Explain to our listeners a little bit about the decision to separate the Ram brand away from the Dodge nameplate.
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that we essentially decided that each one of the brands had to be able to stand on their own and represent the products and the personalities, the distinct personality of the brand. So the separation of the Ram and Dodge was basically making Dodge a cool, hip, very athletic type of product and brand lineup, whereas the truck brand was going to be very much a truck and commercial vehicle application. So Sam Elliott is now the voice of Ram. You probably heard him on advertisements. So you can't use necessarily Sam Elliott and his unbelievable trucker-type voice to advertise cool, hip, and kind of rock and rollish like you would with Dodge. And vice versa, some of the neat things that Ralph Shields is doing with the Dodge brand doesn't work for a true blue trucker. So that was the separation part of it, to make two totally separate, distinct brands. And by the way, some of the guys that are out there say, you know what, I like saying that I drive a Dodge truck. You know what, if that's the way you feel, more power to you. You can say that because the vehicle will always be VIN-plated as a Dodge. It's just we're going to market it as a Ram with a totally different and distinct personality.
And I know in my neck of the woods in suburban Boston, it's really cool to see some of the dealerships, you know, kind of reinventing themselves with the new signage. You see the Dodge sign, the Chrysler sign. the Ram sign, the Jeep sign, and for some there'll be a Fiat sign as well.
That's right. And the dealers are just incredible, resilient, phenomenal partners. They saw us through some of the toughest times and never gave up and have done a phenomenal job this year. And most importantly, the biggest telling sign about their commitment to the corporation and to our brands is the reinvestment that they continue to make in their facilities, the enhancement with the Fiat brand now coming to some of their facilities. And it's just an amazing renaissance for the corporation and our dealer body.
That's terrific. As a native Texan, trucks are so important to Texas. Is it true that they sell more trucks in Texas than any other place?
You know, Texas is the truck, is the mecca and the center of the universe when it comes to truck. One in every five trucks that we sell are sold in Texas. But, of course, the other four of every five trucks are sold very well throughout the rest of the United States. But certainly truck in Texas, the two are synonymous, and it is a big market.
And another growing trend that we've seen in recent times is the fact that, you know, trucks at one time were strictly used by tradesmen and people who use them for their work purposes. But nowadays, I mean, trucks can be so luxuriously appointed that, in theory, they could be used as a family vehicle.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. The interiors of these trucks are so refined and so sophisticated. And now when you take the link coil suspension that we have in our Ram truck, the ride quality of that truck is so unbelievably comfortable that it truly has become a family hauler, a family vehicle.
Excellent. Well, Fred, it's a great pleasure to share the microphone with you here at the Detroit Auto Show. I'm sure you've got more news to tell us down the road, Chicago, New York, and beyond. But we always enjoy your visits with us here today.
Thank you very much.
He is Fred Diaz. He is the CEO of the Ram truck brand, as well as the head of national sales. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Today on The Long Drive, a $60,000-plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Well, I want to talk to you about the show in general, but first we got to tell the listeners all about the North American Car and Truck of the Year. And let's go back in time. You were one of the guys that originally put this together.
Well, in fairness, Chris Jensen and a couple of the other journalists got together and they called me up and said, hey, we've got this idea of trying to duplicate the European Car of the Year Award, and it's done very, very well, I should say, for itself. It's now one of the preeminent awards that the manufacturers look at every year. And this year, I'm not sure there was a real big surprise in the car area, because the finalists were the Nissan Leaf, the Chevy Volt, and the Hyundai Sonata, all three excellent cars. But the Volt won, and it won by a sizable number. I think most of the jury felt that it just offered a better solution of electrification because you didn't have the range anxiety issue. The other two cars were terrific, and in their own, they probably would have won if it hadn't been the Volt. You know, any other year, I think the Sonata easily could have been the top car, and the Leaf too. Over in the SUV category, is really very similar. You had the new Jeep Grand Cherokee, the new Dodge Durango. Those two share a lot of components. And then you had the Ford Explorer, which is all new and much more car-like than before. But the Explorer won out, and again by a sizable margin. And I think primarily because the jury felt that even though it may not be a quote-unquote true SUV, it was a modern SUV and will answer all of the family's needs while also basically being better on gas and mm-hmm. still having reasonable towing. So two very solid winners in a field that was, I think, a tough choice. All great vehicles this year, and Volt and Explorer were the winners.
Tell us a little bit about the jury that comprises the North American Car of the Year. Who are the folks?
Well, they're all, we say, independent journalists. And what we mean by that is that we're not backed by, no one's backed by an advertiser. The car companies aren't allowed to contribute anything to the award cost of putting on the event. And it is what the organizing committee, I know, feels is the creme de la creme of the automotive writers around the country. And I'm honored that I'm still on that group. And we cover all sorts. You know, it's electronic media. It's, of course, mostly print media, but also there's some internet representation as well, as that's growing more and more. There's broadcasters. I mean, basically, it's across the spectrum. There's 49 jurors. Don't ask me exactly why that number has stayed at 49.
Mm-hmm.
And every year there's a small turnover, but not a lot. And there's several voting processes in the fall where we narrow the field down. And then right before the auto show is the final ballot, and it's all secret. Deloitte and here in Detroit, one of the big accounting firms, does all the compilations, and nobody knows the winner until they walk up with that envelope on the stage.
Well, congratulations once again on two outstanding choices. And you're right, I mean, on the car side, the Volt has won so many accolades, and I mean, you got to give General Motors a whole lot of credit for going through with the program and
going through with it well. I mean, it's not so much that they had a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a very big part. But they managed to actually execute it extraordinarily well. And that was the thing that everybody was afraid of. And the question even came up to somebody at Chevrolet yesterday, how come the ramp up, the actual build rate of the Volt is going to be so slow? And they said, because we don't want to make any mistakes.
No, smart.
They're not interested in flooding the market with them. Even the second year, they want to keep it low and slow, give everybody that wants one a chance to get one right up front, but not basically overreach so that they turn around and have to do any kind of recall or anything, which I think would be pretty bad.
Definitely.
For electric cars in general, but certainly for them. So they're being extremely cautious, and it's the same way they've developed a car, and so far so good.
And the Explorer, it's always hard to kind of reinvent an icon.
And it's horribly difficult to reinvent.
And the Explorer, you know, means so many things to many different individuals, and so they have to kind of appeal to a broad spectrum there. But I think the Ford crew has done a very good job, and you got to applaud their EcoBoost technology and also the styling of this vehicle, which has those Explorer cues but also looks thoroughly modern as well.
Yeah, and actually I think that's as controversial as going from a body on frame to a unibody. I mean, a lot of people like it and a lot of people don't. I must say I like the profile because it has a lot of the old cues, as you were mentioning, of the Explorers of the past. The front's going to take a little longer to get used to because it's very car-like, and I suspect that some buyers of the or owners of the old Explorer might not feel it's tough enough, I guess. This is what I'm trying to say. On the other hand, with the system they've using for all-wheel drive with the drive select, even though it doesn't have a low gear, but the terrain management system they put on it, it's darn capable. I mean, I was really, really impressed. Some people will complain, you know, no longer it's available with an 8-cylinder engine, but I don't think it's like you said with the EcoBoost technology. I don't think most people are going to miss it. So the modern SUV or crossover buyer will like it, and I really would say I think it's an SUV. It's not a crossover because it still rides like a truck, and it's got a lot of truck feeling to it, a lot like the Honda Pilot, I think.
John Davis is with us. He's host of television's Motor Week on PBS as well as HDTV. And John, how is that working out? Boy, they have a great lineup of shows.
Yeah, we're very pleased to be a part of the Discovery HD Theater's Turbo Tuesday, Tuesday evening, where they run a lot of auto enthusiast programs. So far, it's working out very well. And that, along with our primary coverage on public television, means there's virtually nowhere on the in the U.S. and North America that you can't find us. And our Spanish language program version, which is going out over the VMA system, which is part of public television in about 70 markets, is also doing well. So, knock on wood, Bob. We keep growing, and we're happy.
That's
still
great.
Employed.
That's a good thing. And today, in 2011, being an automotive journalist, let's talk a little bit about the show in general. I know you've been walking around and. As one of the industry leaders, I'd love to get your
don't put me in that role.
let's get your thoughts on some of the different manufacturers. Let's begin with Ford. Boy, Ford seems to be on a roll with small vehicles. C-Max was introduced, and certainly the 2012 Focus is a very impressive vehicle.
Yes, it is.
Following on the heels of the Fiesta.
And I thought the concept that they showed for the next possible Escape was pretty interesting. It looked to me like it's got a lot of the Land Rover Evoque in it, and I wouldn't be surprised if the chassis is has some similarity. They've definitely decided that they're going to move towards the, I hate to use the word softer, but certainly more civilized look in utility vehicles. But given the what they've done with the Explorer, I expect the next Escape to do very well too. And so I like what I see. C-Max is you know, a micro van, I guess we're now calling them, along with the new Mazda 5. All of it looks interestingly timed, especially if we go to $4 plus a gallon gasoline like somebody think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I really think the future and success of Ford's small car business is going to rely a lot on how much gasoline costs.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing here at the show, I briefly walked through it yesterday. Today will be my closer look day. The size of the Chrysler area really impressed me.
Goodness, it's like a fort in the middle of the show floor.
And when you contrast that with last year, where basically the lights were out and no one was home, I mean, they've done a great job of really reinventing themselves in a short span of time here. Ralph Gilles has done a great job with interiors, but let's look at the brands individually. Chrysler, the 300, the iconic vehicle somewhat for some folks, has been kind of beefed up. But what do you think about the changes?
I think they've surprised everybody on how much change they could do in a relatively short time. I think they were very lucky that they had the Grand Cherokee in the pipeline so that they had something all new to show, and that it got everybody's attention. And then they attacked the weakest link in all of Chrysler's current products, which was the interiors, which the former owners had not spent a lot of money on. And that was a relatively inexpensive thing to fix. And so they take the Town and Country and Grand Caravan, case in point, they took one of the worst instrument panels in the business and basically by keeping, they kept all the shapes and everything mm-hmm. where the controls were, but they made it look much, much more upscale. The 300, they've done a beautiful job on the interior. It is by far the most expensive interior that I've ever seen, or appearance-wise, in any Chrysler product. The exterior, they've smoothed out a lot. I wish it was a little more distinctive. I find the grill kind of bland and almost looking like something from a custom shop.
Mm-hmm.
The car itself has all of the robustness of the first of the new 300s, but now definitely much smoother.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from Detroit around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.